Hi everybody, welcome to another Chelsea update about Chelsea Football Club. The internationals are all over and the Premiership resumes, so please join me for the Chelsea update. Hi everybody, hope you had a nice break during the internationals. I actually watched a couple of the England games. A few Chelsea players were featured, of course. Ross Barkley had a good game. He came on as a substitute in the first game, like Callum Hudson-Odoi, and he featured in the full game in the second game in Montenegro. And of course, Callum Hudson-Odoi made a full start there, and he got all the plaudits in the paper. I think we're going slightly a bit over the top at the moment about him. I think we should just calm down a little bit, give the boy a chance. He's only 18, as sorry he keeps saying. I think many people like to see him thrown in tomorrow. We'll discuss that a bit later, I think. Seems a long time ago we were talking about Chelsea going to Everton. Our away record is pretty atrocious at the moment under Sarri. We don't know which Chelsea are going to turn up. At home, we seem to sort of claw out a home win every time. Or we try to, anyway. We didn't do that against Wolves, did we? But we went to Everton, all high hopes, played pretty football the first half. Everyone's saying, oh, what great football Chelsea are playing. Unfortunately, there's no end result. It's okay playing pretty football, but it's the end result we need, which is goals. And unfortunately, they didn't do that. In the second half, a different team came out. We conceded a goal, and then it got worse. It became 2-0, and we lost to Everton. And Sarri took a few knocks on that particular game. And I think less we talk about it, less the better. I think perhaps we should just move on. So the internationals came along, so the men had a break. Meanwhile, the women have been pretty busy. What can we say about the women? At the moment, they are the teams to follow at the moment at the club. I know people might laugh at that. But last time I was on, they had to go to Durham to play their FA Cup round. They managed to get a 1-0 win. They're now through to the semi-final against Manchester City, would you believe? It's a away game as well. So good luck to the ladies there. Then they had the two big... Since I've been off, they had the two games against PSG. If you've been following my Twitter stream at Chelsea Update SH, you'll know they managed to win the first one, 2-0, thanks to Hannah Blundell and... Cuthbert again scoring a second goal too, which is great. Well, I even put the goals on my Facebook stream, would you believe? I was so pleased with the girls' performance. So they went to Paris on Wednesday night. A few supporters went over there. This, unfortunately, the PSG supporters got some bad press both home and away. And but the girls managed to lose their 2-0 advantage. The second goal by our new goalkeeper Berger is a bit of a howler. I don't know why was preferred a very regular goalkeeper. I'm not too sure why she's got the nod ahead of her. I know there's we've got three goalkeepers now trying to get into the first team, but she's been through. And I know she's quite highly got a reputation, this girl Berger. I'm not too sure why she got the preference over, her other girl who usually plays. And Carly Telford usually seems to play in the league now for us. And I don't know, that was a strange one. But it was a bit of a howl the second goal, so it was 2-2. But luckily, Maren Milder, I probably got the name right, managed to score a goal. Again, you go to the Twitter stream, you better see the goal on there. And they managed to get a 3-2 win on aggregate, which is great. And they're now through to the semi-final. And they play Lyon, who managed to beat Wolfsburg, who we had a few encounters with in the past few seasons. That will be a tough game because they are the favourites, Lyon. They will be quite, if the girls can pull that one off, that will be really good. We'll come on then to the go. So tomorrow, the girls are at home to West Ham. I think it's their last home league game, I'm saying. I'm not 100% sure, but in the league it is anyway, WSL. They're playing West Ham. It starts at 2 o'clock kickoff, but they're doing a family thing tomorrow at Chelsea. And if you go along at 11 o'clock with your family, there'll be loads of... games and family events put on, Q&A with some of the players. It sounds like a really good day. I would like to go, but I'm not too sure what I'll be doing. I'm not going on my own to some of these events. I'm not too confident, shall we say. And but it should be a good day out for everybody. If you do live locally, go and see the girls because they are a good team to watch. I know the men are playing as well, but please go and see the girls if you're local and give them the true support they deserve now. And they're not getting great crowds, but hopefully tomorrow, being the tickets being half price as well, they perhaps will get a good turnout. So the girls play, as I say, tomorrow afternoon, and also the men play this Cardiff game. This is a away game, as we said, I said earlier on, and again, everyone's, as I say, chomping at the bits for Hudson-Odoi to start. But as Sarri said at the press conference, he's got a choice of Hazard, Pedro and Williams. So, again, it's going to wait and see what Chelsea will turn up. I was listening to a few of my old, not colleagues, but I used to be involved with the Chelsea fan cast, and the guys are doing a thing on Love Sport Radio on Friday nights, and I listened to part of the show, and they said what most Chelsea fans are saying: we just don't know what Chelsea team is going to turn up tomorrow. Because there we are so hit. Once we let a goal in, there's no fight back. That's our problem at the moment. There's no bite back, if you like, to get back into the game. So on paper, we should go there and get, if we get an early goal, and we should run out easy winners. But if it goes pretty football, half like I did at Everton, and don't score, and they close Jorginho down, and they get a goal, I don't see Chelsea coming back. And there'd be a bit of an upset probably at Cardiff. I hope it's not going to happen. Don't get me wrong, I want Chelsea to win tomorrow. But we just do not know what Chelsea are doing at the moment. And we just have to keep our fingers crossed.
For a bit more of the Chelsea update, go to bit.ly/Chelsea update for the YouTube channel with related videos about Chelsea Football Club, and of course the website and blog at bit.ly/CFC update.
Well, that's it for this week. I hope I've covered most of the things that have been going on the past couple of weeks. As I say, all the latest news, go to the Twitter stream. Pick up the goals, pick up the news. And also goes to the, as I mentioned, the YouTube channel. I found quite a good video of JT going around Leatherhead Golf Course with a guy called Tubes, who does Sky Sports or Sport AM, whatever they call it. And it's quite funny. So if you get a chance to watch that, it's on my YouTube channel. Pick it out there. And till next time, I'm Steve Haddo, and this has been the Chelsea Update. Keep it blue. I do this as a bit of fun. As I said to you before, I'm a small fish in a big true blue ocean. And I will be back next time. I'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.